Good morning. Wave at you a little bit. My name is Daryl Gwaltney. I'm dean for the College of Theology and Christian Ministry at Belmont University, and I hang out around Brentwood doing a lot of different things. And I've had a chance to do some work at West Franklin and Lockton Springs, and now I get to be in the big room with you all, which is kind of cool. We've been talking about outflow the last few weeks as a way of good Christian practices that help us with discipling. We've talked about the importance of prayer. We just practiced that a few moments ago. We've talked about, as well, the importance of Scripture. I listened the last 2 weeks as Mike has preached on that. A couple of months ago when he asked me to preach for you today and to speak on Sabbath, he didn't know that in my life at that moment, I was really trying to figure out how to do more Sabbath in my life. And so I'm really excited to share with you a little bit about what Sabbath is and how that's one of those essential disciplines with prayer and Scripture and Sabbath keeping. In our lives, we have the key disciplines for us to have the kind of rhythm of holiness that helps us to be the kind of people God calls us to be. While I was thinking about standing here talking with you today, of course, I was sitting in my desktop, sitting in my office at Belmont in front of my big 27-inch iMac, one of these big old screens that I can throw up spreadsheets and Word documents and text messages and web pages and everything else as I'm trying to do all the things that I do multitasking. I also have a big screen like that iMac desktop at my home desk where I do some work. And whenever I'm not at my desk at Belmont in front of the big screen and I'm not at home in front of the big screen, I've got a 15-inch MacBook Pro that I can carry wherever I want so I can have a big screen in front of me there. If I'm traveling somewhere on the road or if I'm sitting on a sofa in my house, I can still have my screen in front of me. And then when I don't have my desktops and I don't have my laptop, I have my iPad Pro, okay, which has its own little keyboard. And it's got a wonderful little mobile chip in it, so anywhere in the world I can be plugged in, even when I'm in the mountains of Honduras working with some pastors that I work with there. And then when I'm not using my iPad Pro, of course, I have my iPhone. You know how this goes. I can do everything on my iPhone that I can do on my desktops and my laptop and my iPad. It's just a postage stamp screen. And given my age, I can never quite hold it far enough away to do that. But in addition to my iPhone and all the things that I have that I can do with it, I have my Apple Watch. Right? And so my Apple Watch is talking to me all the time. It's giving me text messages that people are sending me. It gives me emails. I can even write emails on my Apple Watch one letter at a time as I scribble on it. It tells me when I need to stand up and walk around. It tells me when I need to breathe. I am totally plugged in. If I am on the planet, you can reach me. And it's exhausting. Do you know what I mean? We sometimes like to tell ourselves, let's go back to the wonderful days before we had all of the smartphones and the iDevices and the computers, and let's just go back to a time when we didn't email each other, we just talked to each other. Think how much more time we have and how much more relaxing it would be, right? We're kidding ourselves. Because if you were like me 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you were carrying around big notebook planners. Franklin planners was the one I used. And then I had little planners I would put in my breast coat in my pocket because I wanted to make sure that I didn't forget things. And I'd have little books where I'd have phone numbers written down on them. And the whole goal was to make sure I was totally organized because you know what? We've been trying to organize ourselves for as long as we've gotten out of bed in the morning as human beings and tried to sort out what we're going to do the next day. We even have, archaeologists have even found to-do lists and grocery lists on clay tablets and parchment in the days before Jesus. So listen, trying to organize ourselves is something that we human beings do. And what's significant for us to know as we think about Sabbath is that from the very beginning of creation, God has given us a clue on how to organize ourselves and how to get ourselves prepared for the day that is ahead of us. Now, everybody's got a system. There are apps out there for whatever device you're using. There are books. There are memory tricks. Whatever you want to do, you can use them. But hear this. God started off telling us the most important thing that we need to do in order to organize our lives and be healthy and faithful. So scripture that we're looking at this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. One of the scriptures is Luke chapter 6, verse 5, and it's a story where Jesus has been on the Sabbath day moving with his disciples, and they decide to pick some grain on a Sabbath day, which was forbidden. And so the religious police at the time looked at him and said, "What do you think you're doing? That's not right." And Jesus said, "Well, we need to take care of each other." And he said, "After all, I am the Lord of the Sabbath." And it's a way for Jesus to say in that time, "I'm living the Sabbath life. Watch me." And it's a remarkable thing for us to be reminded of as we think about prayer and scripture and Sabbath today, that Jesus is the one that we should be watching if we want to learn how to live the Sabbath life. And then the other scripture we have comes from Luke chapter 5. That particular scripture is a wonderful little story, and I'll summarize the story for you, and then we'll put the scripture up on the screen that we're going to be focusing on today. It's another moment in the everyday life of Jesus, like we have everyday lives and the things that we do. We get up in the morning and go about our routines and live our lives. Here in this place and time, Jesus is doing his everyday life. The scripture tells us in Luke chapter 5 that he was going from town to town, and a man with leprosy came up to him, and the man fell down in front of him, begged him, and asked Jesus if he could make him clean. And Jesus reached out to him and he touched him. He said, "If you're willing, I can make you clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. And the next verse tells us that all the news about what Jesus had done had spread all over the area, and the large crowds that came together to hear him and to be healed for their sickness. Now, I want you to stand so you hear this verse here. Would you stand with me in honor of this particular verse of God's word? It's the Gospel of Luke again, and Luke tells the story and focuses a certain thing that Jesus did here. And remember, it's a moment when Jesus has been busy. It's been a full day. He's lived out all the things that he does. And then this is Luke chapter 5, verse 16. "Yet he often withdrew to deserted places and prayed." This is God's word for God's people. Hear it, believe it, and live. Let's pray together. God, we're grateful for this day. Grateful for your word, grateful for the lessons of Jesus, and be reminded that among the busyness of our schedules and all the demands that are placed upon us, God, that we can withdraw and pray and reach out to you. Bless us now in this time, we pray, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is a moment in the life of Jesus where he's been busy. He's been doing the work of Jesus, moving through the towns, teaching, preaching, and healing. And he recognized that one of the things that he needed to do was that he needed to just withdraw and get away and pray. It's a really important moment for us, an important moment in Scripture. Before I start to unpack that for you a little bit, I want to ask you a question. I've been talking for about 5 or 6 minutes now, and so the question I have for you: how many of you in the 5 or 6 minutes that I've been talking have looked at your iPhone? You don't have to raise your hand. Just you know, how many of you have snuck a glance? And maybe you checked if you got that email you've been working on, or maybe you were checking for a Twitter thing or something on Instagram, just maybe a great story came across your Instagram feed, or maybe a Twitter, right? Maybe you've been doing that. Now, here's what I want you to do. We're going to, for the next 12, 15 minutes or so of your life, you can live without your phone. Trust me. So what I want you to do, I want you to take your phone, I want you to put it somewhere where you can't look at it, where you can't sneak a peek, no matter what. If it buzzes or vibrates or anything, you're still not going to look at it. So I want you to put it in your purse or in your pocket or somewhere where you can't see it. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a little Sabbath moment. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you, we're often a little bit uncomfortable being quiet in public. But Sabbath is about creative rest. It's about creating a moment for God to do something in our lives. So let's do that. So I want you to sit down, try to sit up straight. And I want you to take your hands and put them on your legs, palms down like this. Now here's the scary part. Close your eyes. Okay, close your eyes now. and take a deep breath. Let it out. Let's keep your eyes closed. Take another deep breath. Now take your hands and turn them palms up. Breathe. Don't do anything but breathe. Let the Holy Spirit that's present in this place, that's present in you, do the work that God needs to do. Breathe. Okay, open your eyes. What a wonderful little moment. Sabbath can create things in us. That's what Sabbath is for. We sometimes think that Sabbath is about not doing anything. But no, Sabbath is about stopping everything that we're trying to do and giving God a chance to do something in us. One of the first things about Sabbath is for us to remember who we depend upon. In this scripture, Jesus withdrew from the crowds and prayed. Jesus knew that he needed to be with God. And he needed to have a time to be refreshed and to be strengthened and to be renewed. And so Jesus withdrew from the crowd and he spent a time of prayer so that he could regain the strength that he has. And so the key there is for us to think that Sabbath really is about, first of all, who we depend upon in our lives and what we do to gain the source and the strength that we believe that we need in life. Now, we do this in a lot of different ways. A lot of times it happens slyly and it happens unintentionally, but we find ourselves often, there are so many ways we can talk about this, we don't have time to unpack it, but let me just give you three quick ways that we often do it. Often what we do is that we look for affirmation and support from other people. We look for someone else to tell us that we have value and purpose. How many of us, again, don't raise your hand, you can answer this question yourself, how many of you have posted something on Facebook or you put something on Instagram and then you waited like 5 minutes and let me see if anybody liked it, okay? Or you put a tweet out there and want to see if somebody retweeted it because there's something about social media and about the world that we've created that makes us just yearn for the affirmation of other people. We find ourselves often making decisions, doing things for other people to pay attention to us. Secondly, often we'll find ourselves working late into the night. Fathers, this is good for you to think of on Father's Day, but true for mothers as well, and even for anyone, that you'll find yourself working into the night. And here's a good giveaway. When you find yourself working late into the night and you're staying late at the office, and you find yourself in your head telling a story, a narrative, an excuse about why you really have to be there working late, when in reality you know that you could just go home and everything that you have to do could wait until tomorrow. The third thing that often happens is that we realize that we're doing something because it's going to get us something we want. We're looking for more power or we're looking for success, and we make a decision, I'm going to do this because it's going to get me what I want. And we find ourselves either relying upon the acclaim of other people or the acclaim of success, or we find ourselves relying upon our own self-satisfaction. And what Sabbath is about is for us saying, wait a minute, the person I depend upon is God. Now, the second thing that we can see here is that Sabbath is also about what we do on purpose. Jesus, the scripture tells us that Jesus withdrew from the crowds and he prayed. And the particular language that Luke uses when Luke tells the story is a way of telling us the verbs are words that mean that he went away for a duration of time. Jesus didn't say, just give me a minute here, I'll be okay. Jesus didn't take a 30-second time out. Jesus took time and went out, you see. And so Sabbath is not something you can do in 30 seconds. You can do it in briefer period of times, but Sabbath is something that you do on purpose. Now let me ask you a question again in the 5 minutes or so since I asked you not to look at your iPhones. Has anybody looked at the iPhone? Have you just thought about it? No, I'm not supposed to. See, that's the habits that we have, because we have lots of habits in our lives. Think of all the times that you sit with your iPhone in your hand and you just kind of just flip through Facebook feeds or flip through Instagram feeds and you just keep looking at stuff and you're not really doing anything. You're just like killing time, right? Or how often you sit in front of your computer and just wander through the internet, watch YouTube videos over and over and over and over. Killing time, right? Exodus 28 tells us that we should remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Nothing in our faith happens accidentally. Sabbath is not accidental. Sabbath is us remembering to keep something holy. If we set some time apart, that makes it holy. For something to be holy, it's set apart. So we decide, I'm going to set aside some time to honor the one who provides for me, God. You see how that works? I decide that I'm going to set aside time for God on purpose. Now, that little thing that I showed you just a few minutes ago, I do that almost every day in my office. I close the door and I sit. And just try to get a little recharging from God to make it through the rest of the day. In my office, I do that. You can do it every day like that. Take 10 minutes in some moment of your day. You also can do it. You can do it in the evening at some point or first thing in the morning. You can do it a whole day. There's lots of different ways that you can go about on purpose keeping the Sabbath. Some of the things that I do, I decided 2 years ago that my Belmont email would be just fine till the next day. And so I don't do my work email outside of my work hours. If you email me on the night of my Belmont email, wait till tomorrow. That's my time of work, you see. I also try my very best when I come home at night. I try to take my phone and I try to lay it face down on my desk and don't have it anywhere near me. Because if somebody texts me, if one of my kids, they'll text two or three times, so they'll text my wife, and one of us figures out somebody's trying to reach us. But if it's for work or something, it's going to wait till in the morning. I try to sit on my back porch and my patio with nothing in my hands and just listen to the birds and watch my dogs. When I go for a walk in the morning with my dogs, I pray. I try to look for moments every day that I can claim back for God and give to God. But also, you can claim a whole day. You can do whatever you want to do on a Saturday or a Sunday. One of my rules of the last few months is, if it's on a to-do list, any one of the to-do lists I have, if it's on a list, I'm not going to do it on Saturday or Sunday. I'll choose one of those days. And I have an absolute Sabbath day. Try it sometime. If you got something on your to-do list, don't do it on a Saturday. Say, today is a Sabbath day. I'm only going to do what God gives me pleasure to do. The third thing is, Sabbath is all about priority. It's not a time management tool. It's not a productivity tool. It's about how we decide to make something a priority, like setting aside time for God. We have to remember the Sabbath day on purpose. Jesus made it a priority to get away from the crowds and to get with God. We have to make it a priority to get away from whatever it is that's claiming our life and get with God. Now, it's easy for us. Again, men, on Father's Day, We start learning this as children. We start giving kids trophies when they're little kids. We're already starting to tell them, you need to succeed, you need to get stuff. And so all the way into our adult days, we are learning that the way the world works around us is it really rewards success and power and acclaim. And so we drive for that, and we will work hard for it, because the harder the work, the more we get, it's like, yeah, I have real value. But remember, that's not where our value comes from. That's what God's showing us. And so if you look in the Bible, the Bible's got lots of stories about people that strive for success or wealth or fame or acclaim and power, and most of those stories don't end very well. And you can read in the newspapers today, in everyday life, people who are striving for all those things, those stories don't usually end well either. God has a whole alternative way of doing the world. Reading scripture, praying, and setting aside time for God to refresh you. And what God calls for us to do is to make a priority in our life, a time where we can be loved by God, graced by God, filled by God, and strengthened by God, so we know how to love people and be graceful to them and strengthen them and care for them too. Because you don't have the ability to do anything if the Lord God Almighty hasn't done it in you. Jesus withdrew and prayed because even Jesus knew he needed strength from the Lord God Almighty, from his Father. Sabbath is shown to us by Jesus, the one who kept Sabbath as a way of life, who always stepped back and waited for more power and more strengthening from God himself. How about you? Just imagine this for a moment. What can you change in your life today? Where can you carve out 10 minutes for Sabbath? Close your eyes. Let's do this for a second. I want you to imagine something about your daily routine that lets you have Sabbath time dedicated to God. Try it out. Find a moment. Find a time when you can get with your beloved. Just with them. Fathers, mothers, there's nothing that's due for work tomorrow that's more important than you sitting down with your children and playing a game with them. That's what Sabbath is about. The Lord God Almighty loves us, looks at us and says, even as you are, I love you. I forgive you for all what you've done. And so come to me, so I'll make you new. That's the gospel. That's Sabbath. Let's pray. God, I give thanks for this day. I give thanks for this room of people, for the life that they live, the challenges that they have every day of their life, all the people that are making demands upon them, all the things and the systems and the expectations. I pray, God, that you give them the courage and the strength and the power to focus on your word, to pray, and to carve out some time every day in their lives, every week, to be reminded that they depend upon you first and foremost, to make God on purpose you key to their lives, and God, to make the priority of setting aside faithfulness to you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.